Dave Moore on Today FM.
Phil Daniels is here. He's an English actor and musician and star of the movie Quadrophenia. He'll be coming to Sea and Sand on September 28th in the Lark Concert Hall in Balbriggan. Loads going on. An all-day mod celebration. My producer Maria here sitting beside me is a massive EastEnders fan. When she heard you were coming on, straight away I got 75 questions about Kevin Wicks from EastEnders. And I mean, what's your memory of all that time?
My memory of being Kevin Wicks in EastEnders, I think I did 2 years on EastEnders. It was quite good fun to do, but I didn't last that long. 2 years was enough for me. After a while, you've got to wonder where your storyline's going. So that's why I got out.
And that was rather than, you know, the axe being swung over Phil Daniels. Phil got out on his own terms.
Yeah, I think it was mutual.
Right. Okay, fair enough. I'm not sure how much mutual love there's going to be between us, given that we're talking just after a weekend when Manchester United, my beloved team, beat your Chelsea at the weekend.
With 11, Man United started well, and fair dues. I think we're, going to be a better team and your manager will get the sack. But apart from that, you know, it was a fair sending off. Our goalie, and maybe he was a bit unlucky, Casemiro.
Yeah, to get the second one,
a little bit.
It did even up a bit, though. It turned into much more of a competition.
We started playing. I mean, by the end, and it could have been 2-2, couldn't it? Man United got very nervy.
Yes, we did. That final whistle went, I was like, yes.
I'll bet you were pleased.
Oh, totally. It's been a rough time for somebody who was alive in the 80s, 90s, noughties. It's been a tough turnaround since 2013.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, you're world champions now, so congratulations to all that, and you've got 800 players on 800
year
contracts. Yeah, we are world
champions. I think they might have taken it out of us a bit.
Fair.
Really getting a pre-season and having to play that tournament. So, yeah, I think we've got a bit of catching up to do.
Yeah, well, I think you'll probably still finish higher than United, so we won't talk about that until the end of the season. But let's talk about something far more exciting, which is September 28th. You're coming to Balbriggan in North County Dublin to the Lark Concert Hall for an all-day mod celebration. How about this, Phil?
Yeah, it's like a Quadrophenia celebration. They're going to show the film. They're going to show The Who live at Hyde Park. There'll be meet and greets, there'll be DJs, there'll be all sorts going on, and I think it starts from 1 o'clock and goes on till 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and for a lot of my audience, obviously, they'll be very familiar with mods and what that means, but there's also a huge swathe of young people who'll be listening this morning who don't. So can you kind of give a description of that movement and what it meant to culture and particularly music, I think, in the 60s?
Well, I think, you know, it was the first time, you know, young people could start wearing their own fashion after the war. And there was the Italians looked very smart. And a lot of people started copying the smartness of all that with suits and nice shoes. And I mean, I don't know how the Parka came into contention, but everybody seemed to wear a Parka.
Yep.
And scooters were very Italian, and everybody was riding around. You know, there was some affordable transport for your young person. So that's kind of, in a way, why, you know, what mod was.
Yeah.
And it was a way of life, you know. It was to get your money, be sensible, spend it properly, and enjoy yourself, have a good weekend.
And speaking of scooters, is it true you'll be doing a scooter judging competition when you're over at Sea and Sand?
I will be judging a scooter competition.
What do you look for in a good scooter, Phil?
What do I look for in a good scooter? That is a question. I think a bit of style, you know?
Yeah.
Not too fancy.
Not, you know, see those ones sometimes, the Vespas with like 800 wing mirrors? They're a bit much.
No, I don't think, you know, get... Take some wing mirrors off out there if you're listening, because 800 wing mirrors isn't going to win anything. And if it looks like Sting scooter, it's not going to win either.
Right, fair enough. When was the last time you watched Quadrophenia, this classic, iconic late 70s movie about the movement that people will know you from?
Well, the last time I saw Quadrophenia, I think, was Battersea Power Station. There's some cinemas there now, and Gary Kemp did an evening, a Quadrophenia evening on the big screen, and I hadn't seen it on the big screens for absolutely donkey's years. So I went to see that. I mean, I did pop in and out.
There are scenes,
and I popped in and out, but yeah, that's the last time I saw it, yeah.
Yeah, what a film, though. Absolutely brilliant. But, Phil, you can't escape this iconic cultural moment where you provided the vocals and acted in the video for Blur's huge song, Park Life. And I realise this was in the 90s and we're 30 years on, but it just goes to show that this is what happens when you're in something as iconic as that, that we still want to talk about it even now.
For something that just came out, you know, of the spur of the moment, I used to play football for the New Musical Express. Mm. And the manager, who was the editor of the magazine, said to me, some young band want you to do a song with them called Blur. And I said, oh, I've never heard of them. And so I looked them up and started listening to them. I thought, oh, these are good. And off I went. And 45 minutes later, I'd recorded Park Life. And the rest is history, I suppose.
It is incredible. I mean, like, I do a thing on the show a couple of times a week, Phil, where I tell terrible, bad jokes, right?
All right.
One of my favorite ones is this, which is, I got a Blur alarm clock. So I always get out of bed listening to Park Life, except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman.
That is bad.
Well, I got silence in the room around me, and Phil told me it was bad. You're right. That's the nature of the jokes, though. They're supposed to be bad. So,
dustmen stop me all the time and say, "All right, Phil, it's not Wednesday. We're not going to empty your bins."
Yes, I imagine you're never getting away with that one. In fairness, I did see you recently on your Instagram actually singing, rehearsing Park Life with Blur and a rake of people. Is that right?
Yeah, I did. Alex James has a festival, his own festival called Feastival. Mm. And we did a Britpop special gig. I turned up and did Park Life in front of, 20,000 people. It was fantastic.
That's so great.
Whenever I do it, it really, like, the fans absolutely adore it and jump up and down. So I love it.
And impressively, you still seem to know all the words.
I'm always a bit fearful, though.
Because the fans would let you know. You could always hold the microphone out to the 20,000. They'll fill in the
blanks. Do that one, yeah.
All right, one silly game before you go, Phil. Park Life or not so Park Life? I'm going to give you some pretty Irish scenarios here, and you decide whether or not this is Park Life or not so Park Life. So, number one, you nip into Lidl for milk and bread, but you leave with an egg chair, power tools, and a lovely floral paint by numbers from the middle aisle. Park Life or not Park Life?
Not Park Life.
Not Park Life. Okay, you've spent too much money there. You're eating your lunch in the beautiful surrounds of St. Stephen's Green, our park here, right in the middle of Dublin City Centre. I recommend a trip. However, a seagull steals a sandwich out of your hand. Park Life or not Park Life?
Park Life.
Fantastic. It's a glorious sunny day. You hang out the wash and nip out for your weekly spice bag. The heavens open and your washing gets soaked. Park Life or not Park Life?
Not Park Life.
The All-Ireland final is on telly. You sit down to watch it. The doorbell goes and it's people canvassing ahead of the big election. Park Life or not Park Life?
Ooh, not Park Life.
And you go the extra mile in work and your colleague gifts you a bag of cans on a Friday afternoon. Park Life?
Park Life.
Yes, Phil Daniels, you're an absolute legend. Listen, catch Phil on September 28th in the Lark Concert Hall in Balbriggan. Phil will be there in the Sea and Sand, an all-day mod celebration, including screening of Quadrophenia, scooter judging and all manner of other things. Phil, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking the time and enjoy Balbriggan.
Looking forward to it, I'll tell you that.
Nice one, Phil. Thanks so much.
Ta-da. Dave Moore
on Today FM.